Ak, Visham, Pak, Visham, Gishu. Sif, Yud, Tes. Bishol, Acha, Bishu. To cook something which is already cooked. A Paskin takes on to cook something which is already being cooked has got no problem. Because you're not doing anything to it. It's already being cooked. So you're not making a difference to what was been before to what happens now. Let's see the inside. Bishul acha bishul but machal yovish. If it is a mutzak, it is something which has got no juice, something which is a solid. Machal yovish, food which is a solid. Chit bashel kol solkoi, which is already fully cooked. Ein boy isa bishul afilu nitzanen. You've got no isa from bishul even if it got cooled off. Hoyel the ein bishul acha bishul. Since there's no bishul achabish, something which is already being cooked, to go and cook it again, a solid which is being cooked, to cook it again, you've done nothing. V'lachein muta nitin machal kazeh al gabe kedeyas machal, oy mecham oyim dim ala ish. V'afsha am machal osed lagir, azayt es chum, shay yatsil at this point. Therefore, this food which is already being cooked, is allowed to put on a pot which is on the fire. Or a mecham, or water, which is on the fire, even though this machal could come to Yatzeledes. It could heat up to Yatzeledes. So if it will be something which is not cooked, it will be offered to do that. Because you're making it ready for cooking, you're cooking it. But since it's already being cooked, there's no problem. He doesn't say putting it on the stove itself, because putting it on the stove, we don't allow in all cases, even if it will be fully cooked. Because we've got a problem from Mesekim of Ashur, a problem from Chazor. But if you want to put it on the Mecham, on the urn, or you want to put it on a pot which is on the stove, then you're allowed to do it mitzad Hilchus Chazor. The problem can only be Hilchus Bishul. So if it's got no problem from Bishul, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. That belief in Shamachal Atzmoy Nispashel, because Mokim Nosu by Tavlin Acha Bishul, Yes, it's a lachzor levashlin from Mishum Shatavlin, Adayin Lo Nispashel. It says like this. That if you've got a food which was fully cooked, but afterwards you put on it spices, the spices which you put on were not cooked. It doesn't help you to come along and say, ah, the food is cooked, because the spices which are on it haven't been cooked. Therefore, you have to be careful because of the spices which are on top of it. V'lachein, einitlum garinei chumus, המכון הארבס לחימום על גבי המחם, שום שהטבלין מתבשל מכרח חומו אש. Therefore, he says, one's not allowed to put hummus, which one puts on it after the food, after the cooking, one puts on it pepper, black pepper and all other things. Since these pepper, which the pepper which you put on top of it after it was cooked, is not considered cooked. Only the hummus alone has been cooked. But the tavlin, the pepper which you put on afterwards is not cooked. Therefore, you got a problem from this spices which you put on afterwards. Then this is a bit of a chiddush, because one can say maybe different, that this is not considered to be recognizable altogether. You're cooking the spices. You say you're not cooking the spices. You say you're cooking the arbus. You're cooking the hummus. But the Rosh Hashanah says not like that. That's what? He says you got a problem from cooking the spices, have you not allowed to put it on the in a place which it could come to the answer at this point. Se'ef chof, bishul acha bishul b'dovalach, to cook after, again, something which is not a solid, it is liquidy. Dovalach, haynu don nozli, Shehitz bashel v'hitz tanen. Yesh l'avchim b'rishtei matzavim. Something which is not solid, it is liquidy, then and it got cold again, then one makes a differentiation between the two cases. Why? Because something which is cold, something which is, let's say, hot water, when it gets cold, one doesn't see the improvement from the water when it was hot anymore. A normal solid, when it was cooked, even if it gets cold, it still stays in the same status of cooking, even while it's cold. Therefore, cooking it again will make no difference. But if you're not discussing solid, you're discussing a liquid, that the improvement from the liquid is the hotness. When the hotness goes away, we don't see its improvement anymore. Therefore, we'll see cases which we say it is considered cooking it again when you go and cook it from when it came cold. Therefore, he explains, Aleph, in its standing legamri, if it got cold, also lecham l'shenis machmas isa bishul, if it got fully cold, everybody agrees, that's what we take on in halacha, it's not that everybody agrees, but we take on that in the halacha, that if it's fully cold, one's not allowed to heat it up again, to be yad tzedet, it's considered you are doing bishul. Bay, if not it's standing legamri, if it didn't get fully cold, actually it's standing actually in shiyat tzedet, but it's not yad tzedet anymore, Motel lechamoy shenis shunda be'oifen zeh nema klal zein bishul acha bishul after dovalach. He says like this: if it didn't get fully cold, if it's not fully cold, if it only comes less than yatzeleves, but it's still considered hot. Therefore, we say according to the shitz or amadis that there's no bishul acha bishul, but something which is not fully cold. That means something which was hot, and it's still at a degree of hotness, we can call it hot, we'll see in a second what's the degree, even if it is less than the Yatzeledes, according to the Ramah, we say it's still in the same status as it was before, and it's not got rid of the status which it was before, therefore if the person wants to cook it up again, heat it up again, there's no problem according to the Ramah. According to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the person who put or the Sfadim who take on the Shulchan Aruch, they have to worry because the Shulchan Aruch will machme. Shulchan Aruch says if it is not Yom Tzeledes, it's got a problem already. But according to the Ramah, according to the Ashkenazim, if it is still considered hot, then there's no problem to cook it again. Now, the Avnei Nezer says one has to know that it has to be that it didn't come cold. If it got cold completely and it got warm again from some other way, then it won't help us. It has to be in the first status that it didn't get fully cold. Not that it got cold and it got warm again. No. It has to make sure that it never got fully cold. If it never got fully cold, then we allow you to go and do it up again because it has not got rid of the first cooking altogether yet. According to the Ramadis. Then there shall Marlu, Shimlen, and Stan and the Gamma, and by his official, would have to both in Shadain, Royal Oath, or Machmas Akum Shinishaboy. Dine is Shodim and Onion, the Maska Ham, Shoys Oath of the Terrace Harim Sat. I'm in and Stan and ask the Kah, Shabane Odim, and Royal Oath of Kaham, and like a push of Alma, I like a train and Gomma, but also laughs at the Ham Middle Holiday for AR. Says like this: what is considered hot? We said, as long as it's considered still hot, then it's allowed. It can be even less than the Yatzeledes, like we did learn. But it has to be considered still hot. It's not enough to be considered warm. If a person would still consider it hot, then if it is something which has still got a shame hot on it, then we say it's still got the shame bishul which it had before on it, and according to the Ramah, you're allowed to cook it up again. But if it is already lukewarm, and you call it warm, you don't call it hot anymore, then you're not allowed to go and cook it up anymore. That's what we take on. Something which is warm is not considered still hot, it's not considered still cooked. But something which is hot, even though it is not hot, you have to let it, but as long as you call it still hot, we consider it ready to be used, able to still, it's got the heatness on it, and there's no isha bishul on it anymore.